listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up, it's the Wellness Wednesday version of the show, and we've got some very interesting things to discuss, from warm baths to blood pressure, with Dr. Laura Purdy of Swell Medical. We'll talk with her later in the hour, plus some thoughts on current events. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. It is a busy time of year. The spring is going to continue to be. You know, there were elections yesterday. A lot of people didn't give much attention to them because there's not really anybody on the ballot. The nominees for the presidential positions of both parties has already been determined. So now we're going through the motions of just gathering the required votes, and they'll go to the conventions and be nominated and so forth. It's all fait accompli at this point. But yesterday, late in the evening, the White House put out this statement, and this is from President Biden. He says, "I am outraged and heartbroken by the deaths of 7 humanitarian workers from World Central Kitchen, including one American, in Gaza. They were providing food to hungry civilians in the middle of a war. They were brave and selfless. Their deaths are a tragedy." He says, "Israel has pledged to conduct a thorough investigation into why the aid workers' vehicles were hit by airstrikes. That investigation must be swift. It must bring accountability, and its findings must be made public. Even more tragically, this is not a standalone incident. The conflict has been one of the worst in recent memory in terms of how many aid workers have been killed. This is a major reason why distributing humanitarian aid in Gaza has been so difficult, because Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers trying to deliver desperately needed help to civilians." Shortly after the president's statement came out, the vice president did a almost similar thought-for-thought kind of style release. But I want to go back to the first sentence, because I found this interesting. "I'm outraged and heartbroken by the deaths of these humanitarian workers from World Central Kitchen, including one American." Boy, he did not suffer any amount of time, literally the first sentence, to say that we're supposed to care about what happened with these aid workers because one of them is an American. And I do care that one of them is an American. I think it's right to care. As an American, caring for another American who got wrongfully killed, that's what we do. It's natural. But I am very concerned about something, because neither the president nor Vice President Kamala has said one thing, not one, publicly, not one word, about the 8 Americans that are still being held captive in Gaza. Whoa, Kev, wait a minute. Wait. What? Yeah. We have 8 hostages among the 100 and plus that are left from the original invasion of October 7th. And while this statement comes out and criticizes Israel and says, you know, you have to have a thorough investigation as to what happened, I'm just going to ask the question, and it's not going to be a fun one for those that are not interested in the actual truth, but I am. And that is, if you say to Israel over the deaths of these humanitarian workers, we must have a swift and thorough investigation and people must be held accountable, which I don't disagree with. I think a proper accounting for what happened has to come about. I think a proper investigation has to come about. And if people got things wrong, there needs to be recompense made for that. But what caught my eye here is that this is the first time I have seen the word American show up in the president or the vice president's social media feed when they're getting a message out concerning the conflict in Israel, in Gaza. This is the first time I've heard them invoke their own nationality and their own people in what is happening in Gaza. And from the very beginning, Americans had hostages that were taken. Now, some of them had been released and freed and made it back home. That's a wonderful thing. But it wasn't because the administration was waving the flag saying, we have an American. Look, Hamas, you have to or else. In fact, we're just getting right down to it. I can't point to one press statement from the vice president or the president directed to Hamas saying, you guys need to stop. The only thing you've heard reported in our press is, Mr. President, put pressure on Israel, put pressure on Israel, put pressure on Israel. Israel was the one who was attacked on October 7th. The loudest, clankiest, noisiest voices in the room in the American dialogue are yelling at the president to yell at Israel. But something else is also true of this conflict, and it's been true from the very beginning. The minute that Hamas lays its weapons down and surrenders, the minute that the soldiers, the mujahideen of the great holy war that they are waging against Israel, the minute that they surrender, put their weapons down, say that's it, the minute that happens, the war is over. Israel doesn't want to go into Rafah any more than the Palestinians wish that they won't go into Rafah. They don't want to do a ground invasion. Israel, on all levels of its political spectrum, from its far left to its far right, are united in saying, we are going to eliminate Hamas so that they never do this to us again. And I don't see that will changing, because it has the unified support of the Israeli people, top to bottom, even Arabs that live in Israel. It is an Israeli conflict with the people of Gaza, specifically the terror organization Hamas, which was elected by the people of Gaza. But how come it's always in that direction? How come it's always the president saying, I'm gravely concerned about what Israel's doing. I have great consternation about Israel. Israel needs to do a better job. Israel needs to do this. Why aren't we calling out Hamas as the terror agent saying, you guys give up? Put your weapons down and come out. And nobody else has to die. For better or for worse, Israel knows that Hamas plays chicken a lot. So they go and hide behind women and children. Israel doesn't want to kill women and children. They just want to end Hamas's ability to hurt them. And I, for one, think that they have the right to expect that. Israel needs to be free and safe as the freest democracy in the Middle East. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We have got a great wellness show straight ahead for you. Dr. Laura Purdy is back from Swell Medical and talk some very interesting topics. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. When you think about getting up in the morning and wandering to your refrigerator, do you ever have any doubt that there's going to be something in there? I don't. I mean, I'm being candid. God's been really good. My kids, when they wake up, they know that there's going to be some breakfast cereal, some milk. And on Saturdays, Dad's going to make them eggs, sometimes to order, whatever they ask for. It's just what I do. I like to make the scrambled or the fried or whatever they want. I enjoy giving that to them. But I'm also mindful that there are children that woke up this morning that don't have a refrigerator. They don't have a home, and they don't have anything to eat. That's the kids that are being reached by Food for the Poor. And this next week, we are going to start feeding them food that will save their lives. I hope you'll join us. Call 855-907-4673 if you'd like to give now.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. I'm Kevin Cottrell here with Dan Buttafuoco, one of our good friends of the radio station, and he has been an attorney, Dan, how many years now?
41 years.
And you recently settled your $136 million case. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, thank God, Kevin. We've been really fortunate. We've got a staff of 24 people, which is committed to serving the needs of the seriously injured people due to medical malpractice, product liability, or just a simple car accident. We handle it all. We've grown. We're now in 50 states. Many of these people are pretty seriously injured and really need that money to exist and have some quality of life.
Call Buttafuoco & Associates at 800-NOW-HEARD and have them evaluate your case. That's 800-669-4878, 800-NOW-HEARD. Buttafuoco & Associates cares that you get the best results. They don't take the easy way or the easy money. They fight for the maximum benefit. 800-NOW-HEARD, Buttafuoco & Associates, 800-669-4878, 800-NOW-HEARD.
Credit card debt is at an all-time high. The word inflation has become a household word. Now we are seeing banks collapsing before our eyes and throwing the economy on a very nervous roller coaster. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. And yes, those are all very scary things, but there is a silver lining here. And that's with all the turmoil going on with these banks, a huge interest rate drop has happened in mortgages. Now is the time to make that call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Now is the time to act, because with this economy, who knows how long this is lasting.
It's that perfect time for that free mortgage checkup. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15. 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number zero, which is my PSA, zero, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back from New York, and you know that on a regular basis, I like to clear the path for some wellness chatter, because I want to make sure that your life is as good as it can be on kind of all fronts, and the health front is certainly important. I have a renewed appreciation for that after my experience of just a couple of weeks ago in the hospital getting the gallbladder out, and someone who held my hand and walked me through that all the way is the director of Swell Medical, and she has been a repeat guest here, one of the favorites on the wellness broadcast, Dr. Laura Purdy. Welcome back.
Hey, Kevin. You look great. I'm glad you're doing so well. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, it's interesting because even this far after the surgery, when people say, you know, well, what were you in the hospital for? And I tell them gallbladder surgery, almost to a person, they look shocked and surprised that I guess maybe someone as young as me needs it, but that I would already be out and about kind of this quickly. I mean, with the laparoscopic procedure, healing does come faster now, right?
It really does, because they don't have to, if I may say, fillet you open with a big cut and expose everything. And also you also took very good care of yourself, right? You
tried to put
some ice on those incisions afterwards, and you took care of yourself too, but laparoscopic is much gentler on the body.
Yeah. Well, I have, for those 8 years that I had the argument with my gallbladder, I don't feel any more discomfort at all, and that is worth it to me to have gone through the process. One of the things that came up in my hospital stay is blood pressure, and I've known for a little more than a year that I have hypertension. Sometimes it's worse than others. You were the one that told me a couple of weeks ago that if I'd been living with pain, I probably had higher blood pressure than I would have needed to have had. But what's so important about blood pressure? In fact, doctors in the hospital were like, well, you know, it's a silent killer. why does it get that reputation?
Sure. So they're not wrong. We do call high blood pressure, or hypertension, which is the medical word for high blood pressure, we call it a silent killer simply because it has no symptoms. By the time it has symptoms, something's wrong with you, whether that is problems with your eyes or problems with your kidneys or heart failure or even a stroke. Heaven forbid it gets that far. But the reason why we say silent killer is because over the course of several decades, you might not even know you have it.
I didn't.
And your body is sustaining the damage. That is
so caused. What is the damage that's being done if your blood pressure is too high? And I know that there's two measurements, but for people that are truly walking into this with no background on it at all, what do those measurements represent and what is considered damage?
Well, let me tell you about what blood pressure is, right? So blood pressure, like what is that? Blood pressure is the number that we give, really, to describe the amount of pressure that it's the closed system, right? The pipes, your arteries, your veins have blood inside of them, move around the body, but it's a closed system. The blood generally stays there. That's where we want it to stay.
Right.
And because it's a closed system with really no opening and there's no entry point or exit point unless we have a cut or something, the fluid in the body is under an amount of pressure. And we know by the studies that have been done on the effects of the human body to being under that much pressure, blood pressure high and low, that when you expose the tissues and the organs to stress, like being under a high pressure system for a long period of time, what I tell patients is the warranty starts to wear out. You start to lose your, you start to lose your warranty on parts of your body, especially the parts that are very susceptible and fragile. They're very fragile and susceptible to the changes in pressure. So when you think about the things that go wrong in people who have high blood pressure for decades and they don't treat it, it's where the tiny little fragile tissues and blood vessels are. So the retinas, you start to have vision problems. The kidneys, which are full of probably millions, I don't know the right number, I'm not a nephrologist, but a lot of tiny little arteries that are very susceptible. And your brain, right? You have blood vessels in your brain. blood vessels in your heart, and those vessels are also exposed to long-term, you can say, trauma from being under a high-pressure system, and they're just not built to accommodate it. So yeah. I hope that helps you understand a little more why we say
cyst. I think it does. Talk to me about the difference in what the two numbers measure.
Well, the systolic is the top number and the diastolic is the bottom number. The systolic has more to do, and we're talking about the heart. So the heart has squeeze and the heart has relax. Those are the two jobs that it does. And you, if you've ever seen a picture, it kind of looks like this, right? The top and the bottom squeezing together. So the top number is the amount of pressure that the system's under when the heart is squeezing. And the bottom number is the amount of pressure that the system's under when the heart is not squeezing. And both of those need to be low. If you've ever seen people who have one number really high, one number really low, and it can kind of go like this, both numbers need to be normal, because squeezing against pressure or relaxing against pressure, either way, is going to cause damage.
Okay. So when I was admitted, and I'm just going to be vulnerable here, everybody listening, you know that I'm not afraid of saying things. They checked it on the first night when I was admitted, and I think I was like 166 over 116, both of which are way too high for a man my age.
They are. Yep. Both of those numbers are too high. But you were also in pain, right?
Correct.
Also in pain. Did it get lower?
Well, they actually had to give me medication before the surgery. We did get it down a little bit, but it wasn't enough. So they gave me medication before they took me in for the surgery. And then after the surgery, the attending said, okay, I'm going to put you on a prescription, which I've been faithfully taking every day since I've left the hospital. And now, as of yesterday, and I'm taking the reading a couple of times a day, but yesterday I was at 126 over 86, significantly better than where I was when I went in.
Congratulations. We like that. And you might not even need to take the medication forever long term. You know, you may really be able to come off of it, but it sounds like for now, in the short term, that is the best thing for you.
And on the medications themselves, there are different ones that people prescribe. And the one that the doctor at the hospital prescribed, she said, had the least amount of damage to any other organs. It's really important to, if you've got blood pressure, to start with kind of the least impactful and then build if you need it. Is that correct?
I think it's important to always ask your clinician why they're choosing the medication you're choosing for you, because whether it's blood pressure, cholesterol, acid reflux, gout, whatever it is, there's a lot of options, and your doctor should be choosing that medication specifically for you.
Right.
Certain reasons. And I always encourage patients to say, why did you choose that particular medication for me? If they can't tell you, that's a red flag, because it means either they can't or they haven't thought it all the way through. And I think it's just really important to ask.
Well, it was interesting because you had suggested a medication. And when I brought it up to the doctor's attention, she goes, well, that one's a good one. She said, but in X number of studies, it had slightly more side effect than this one does. So I want to start you with this one. And if we need to, we'll go to that one. I was like, that's pretty knowledgeable. I mean, if she knows like the ins and outs, even to the kind of the shades of gray in between, it's kind of cool. We're speaking with Dr. Laura Purdy. She is the founder and director of Swell Medical. I'll have her explain all that when we come back. But we're also going to talk about some other fun stuff, dealing with Ozempic face. It sounds like a disease that I wouldn't want to have, but we'll figure out what that's all about when we continue on Wellness. Stay right here.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. You can't make this up. The White House released a statement from President Biden proclaiming March 31st, Easter Sunday, as 2024 Transgender Day of Visibility. Biden bragged about his support for LGBTQ political goals and declared to the transgender community, "You are America, and my entire administration and I have your back." And of course, an explosion of controversy quickly ensued. But there's a deeper reality here that conservatives, and Christians in particular, must recognize. Yes, all this was an affront to Christianity, to be sure. We should pause for a moment to recognize that, despite the best efforts of LGBTQ activists, the White House, and the cultural elites, it's not working. At the end of the day, biology trumps ideology, and the very real damage done to human beings in the name of the transgender movement is increasingly undeniable. President Biden may declare Transgender Day of Visibility, but he can't make that visibility work as they intend. And we know why.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of the box stores or the shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they would prefer to just pass the savings directly on to you. And they're having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem-slash-solution, one-product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. And to get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack of towels set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long, so order right now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. That's MyPillow.com and use promo code WMCA. Hi, Kevin McCullough. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It'll be our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State on Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The breakfast will include great breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, a live broadcast from Kevin Cottrell, myself, and Liz Black, plus worship led by the CCC worship leaders featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs, local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. It's a unique opportunity to come together as the church with ministry leaders to inspire each other and encourage. Don't miss this opportunity for you and your team. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information, reserve your tickets, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Hello, this is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me and my friends from Salem Media Group on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. We'll enjoy the beautiful fall scenery along the coastline as we make our way from Boston up through the Gulf of St. Lawrence and over to Quebec City. Our voyage will include stops in Rockland, Maine, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. We'll be visiting charming villages, touring historic lighthouses, dining on fresh seafood, and along the way we'll have the opportunity to enjoy a wonderful time of Christian fellowship as we learn from God's Word together. That's the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise, September 2024. Learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or by calling 855-565-5519. I hope you'll come along.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, if you go to her social media, Dr. Laura Purdy does all kinds of great little summaries of things that she's written about in different journals and periodicals. You also get to see her beautiful, lovely modeling photos on her social media as well, which is a bonus. But the real value of what she does is these little summaries of different subjects that she talks about. And Dr. Purdy, I don't think there's been a more controversial, both heralded and kind of booed, pharmaceutical over the last 12 months more than Ozempic. It's been the pun of late night jokes. It has been the transformational element in some very heavy set actors that all of a sudden look very svelte on TV after they've used it. What do we know about Ozempic?
Well, what do we know about Ozempic? We know a lot about Ozempic. And when I use the term Ozempic, we're talking about a name brand. So let me backtrack 1 second and say Ozempic is a name brand for a general medication, a generic medication that's called semaglutide. You may also pronounce it semaglutide. And I don't think either pronunciation is right or wrong. I am from Kentucky, so I say
I'm going to go with semaglutide because it's easier for me to say. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have the Ozempic name brand, and then you also have the Wegovy name brand. And Ozempic is technically for diabetes, and Wegovy is technically for weight loss. They are the same medication. The weight loss one has a slightly different dosage, same med. So we start with that. They were originally developed to be diabetes medications because they, without giving you a whole lesson on physiology of blood sugar, the liver and the pancreas work together to create different enzymes to help your body deal with blood sugar. And when we think about these medications, they're really working on the receptors of the chemicals or the enzymes or the hormones that the body uses to respond to high and low blood sugar.
Okay.
And when people have diabetes, or before you get to diabetes, pre-diabetes, metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, or even obesity, you start to see the indicators of high blood sugar creeping up. So when you take Ozempic, it's really working at the level of the receptor of those little substances that the body uses to tell itself, I have blood sugar. I don't have blood sugar. I need to store energy in the form of calories, in the form of fat, or I need to release energy in the form of fat, in the form of calories. So the medications work at that level. And when they were developed for diabetes, what we saw and we learned is that not only were people's blood sugars getting back to completely normal, we can cure, for the lack of a better term, we can put into remission, is probably a better term, diabetes.
Wow. With
these, right. But they're also losing weight. And throughout our history, we've had metformin, we've had all the glipizides, we've had four or five or six different classes of medications, insulin itself, that neither did a good job of curing diabetes, I'll say inducing remission of diabetes, or making you lose weight. And most people had to take three, four, five, six medications at the same time to have minimal result.
Wow.
So the reason why this medication is taking so much flack, guess what, is because it works.
Hmm.
It actually works. And I think we could eradicate type 2 diabetes from the whole country and all of the other comorbidities, which is the fancy doctor word for other bad things that happen with Ozempic or Wegovy or whatever they are. Now,
well, it's interesting because my grandfather, my mom's dad, had type two diabetes. He was a tall man, but he was a big man, heavy man, and he always wrestled with blood sugar issues. There were always, you know, later in life he got sores on his feet. He carried a lot of weight with him the whole time. He never really gave up his sweet tooth, which I think was part of the downfall of his health. He always had Cokes and candy bars like stashed in the house. And he shouldn't have had those. My mother, his daughter, had the kind of reverse of the pendulum problem. She was low blood sugar, hypoglycemic. And as she was doing research about all of blood sugars, she was reading that the solution to both ends of the distorted problems was the same, to come back to healthier nutrition and so forth. But like you could kind of cure the sugar imbalance by following a good diet from either direction. Is that in fact what Ozempic tries to do in a medical sense?
I think so. I really do, because that's what people learn how to do. We see them, because it does suppress your appetite and it alters the speed at which your intestines are doing their job. People are hungry less and they don't eat as much as they used to. But the problem is, or maybe it's not a problem, but the issue is that needs to be maintained when the medication is stopped. I think there's a role for both, because unfortunately, we've been telling patients for decades that the first thing they need to do is lifestyle changes, diet, and exercise. And there is a very small sub-segment of our country that is able to successfully do that.
All right. Good stuff. When we come back, the kind of coolest thing we've talked about in a very long time on this show, the benefits of warm baths. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. When you think about getting up in the morning and wandering to your refrigerator, do you ever have any doubt that there's going to be something in there? I don't. I mean, I'm being candid. God's been really good. My kids, when they wake up, they know that there's going to be some breakfast cereal, some milk. And on Saturdays, Dad's going to make them eggs, sometimes to order, whatever they ask for. It's just what I do. I like to make the scrambled or the fried or whatever they want. I enjoy giving that to them. But I'm also mindful that there are children that woke up this morning that don't have a refrigerator, they don't have a home, and they don't have anything to eat. That's the kids that are being reached by Food for the Poor. And this next week, we are going to start feeding them food that will save their lives. I hope you'll join us. Call 855-907-4673 if you'd like to give now.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Happy birthday.
Hey, take a look outside.
No way! An electric bike? Can I take it for a ride?
We have a car versus electric bike crash on Main Street. Victim is a 17-year-old male and unresponsive. No sign of helmet use.
Don't let your gift become your grief. Work together. Learn about controlling an e-bike and operating it safely before they ride. Wear a helmet. Be careful in traffic. Slow down and follow the rules of the road. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
What's right, what's left, weeknights at 10.
The Bible teaches hate the sin but love the sinner. No, hate what God hates and love what God loves. Sin is missing the mark. Sin is the transgression of God's laws and ordinances. Judge not lest ye be judged. It says, but when you judge, judge with righteous judgment. The whole world is judging us continuously, but their judgment means nothing because only God's judgment is what stands.
What's right, what's left, weeknights at 10 on WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome back to New York. Final few minutes with Dr. Laura Purdy on this Wellness Day. And so glad to have you, Laura. Thank you for all the fun chat. We get into some interesting stuff with you that I don't get into with the other doctors. And I'm just thankful for your willingness to kind of be cast a very wide net here. But as the director of Swell Medical, that's kind of your necessity. Give the elevator pitch for people that don't know what Swell Medical is.
Well, Swell Medical is the nation's first and largest cash pay direct-to-consumer health system, and we have patients and clinicians because we serve both sides that move in and around our system. So you can be seen virtually, you can be seen in person, the clinicians can work virtually or in person, and we are getting ready to start powering a lot of subspecialty clinics and other businesses. So wow. The backbone of the Swell Medical Health System is positioned to be able to launch, support, and sustain the health system of the future.
And this came out of your background in telehealth or virtual health, which you had a big background in coming out of your time in the military, and you've kind of parlayed that to the next level.
I have. I believe that the telemedicine industry, or now I actually call it the innovative care industry, because we do healthcare in so many different ways. And I think that we are at a time where we've grown big enough that we not only deserve, but we demand a seat at the table and a say in what the regulations are and our voice to be heard, not just to be treated like we're hiding in the shadows doing something wrong, because we're not.
Somebody told me earlier today that you're a troublemaker for the good. I like how that rolls off the tongue. Well, if people want to know more, how do they find you?
I would say come to our website, swellcare.health. You can find me on Instagram. Actually, right now it's at Dr. Laura Purdy, Dr. Laura Purdy. We're kind of playing with the brand and the moniker right now. Or Swell also has its own Instagram. So stay tuned.
Nice. All right. Check that out. Okay. We teased it. It's one of my favorite things to do. My bride's not a big fan of hot baths, but I'm like a fish. I could live in them forever and be happy about it. And I've been told in the past that they could be bad for your skin. They could, my chiropractor doesn't like me spending a lot of time in hot baths if I have certain aches or pains as it relates to the muscles. But Reader's Digest, and another organization just published, some facts about them, and it's surprisingly positive. What did it find?
I think there's a lot of good reasons why warm baths can be very helpful. Of course, it's not a substitute for medical advice. And if your doctor or practitioner tells you otherwise, I'm sure they have a good reason. But there's a lot of things that hot baths can do. First and foremost, just mental clarity, relieving stress, peace of mind. It's a forced moment with you, yourself, and the bath where you have nothing else to do but that.
Yeah. Love
that. Can you relate?
No, I think about columns I'm going to write. I think about show segments I want to schedule and do. Like, I do a lot of creative thinking while soaking.
Yep, I agree. And the second is, think about the applications for a heating pad. We use heating pads, direct applied heat, for a lot of things. Now, I agree with your chiropractor. If you have a fresh injury, ice is better for that. But correct. For some of the chronic, more long-term, whether it be tendonitis or arthritis or muscle strains and sprains like us old soldiers get, warm bath can be really good for that because it can relax the muscles so they become more stretchy like a rubber band in the sun rather than a rubber band in the freezer. And it can also increase blood supply to those injuries to help nourish them and feed them so that they can heal and recover better.
Very cool. All right. What's the next one?
So it also can support cardiovascular health. And I know what you're thinking. How is that possible? When I say cardiovascular health, I don't necessarily mean just your heart. Your cardiovascular system is in your whole body. And there are some people who have problems with circulation relating to the very, in a warm bath, the warm heat can bring blood to everywhere where the water touches. And again, it can be very nourishing and healing for the area.
I just saw somewhere, it wasn't this article, but it was another one that had popped up that said that in the cardiovascular arena, hot baths are replicating some of the benefits of cardiovascular activity.
I believe that because you think about your vital signs, your blood pressure, your heart rate. It speeds up a little bit. Some people even sweat. Some people sweat just from sitting in a hot bath or even think like a sauna. It's very similar. So absolutely, you can increase your metabolic rate. You can burn some calories in the meantime. Just stay hydrated, right? Don't forget to stay hydrated because that's
very important. So important. We don't drink enough water as it is, and so you don't want to get extra dehydrated while you're doing that. What else does it do for us?
Well, one thing I can tell you is that it is a major part of a good, I mean, it can be a major part of a good sleep hygiene routine. We have a lot of patients who struggle transitioning from wake to sleep. And when we talk about sleep hygiene, what does that even mean, sleep hygiene? What it means is facilitating a successful transition from being awake to being asleep. If you just flip off the lights and jump in bed and say, okay, it's time to sleep now, that's not going to be as successful. So a lot of people, especially with children, we think about giving your kids a bath in the evening before bed. It facilitates your body starting to slow down mentally and physically, starting to relax any tension that you've been holding in your muscles, like we just talked about with the musculoskeletal system. You can even use adjunctive things like lavender, essential oils, all that type of stuff can be really great and calming for your body to prepare it to be sleeping.
As I am wont to do, I often have creative ideas hit me in the middle of the night, and sometimes I do have trouble falling back to sleep after something has come to me. I have made a consistent habit over the years of wandering into the bathroom, running a tub of hot water and getting in it, because it does seem to like help melt just the adrenaline out of me, and then I can get back to bed and rest more fully then.
Yeah, I can absolutely relate to that. And I think a lot of people have that same experience. But like you're saying, there's a lot of myths out there that we are busting right now.
All right. Anything else?
I think one more thing is probably worthwhile talking about is skin conditions. Now, if you're somebody who has eczema or psoriasis or a lot of allergies, I'm not really talking to you, because people who have inflammatory skin conditions, we will make them worse usually by sitting them in a big hot bathtub. But think about going to get a facial. So I'm a huge advocate for hot baths if it's healthy for you, right?
As am I. I second that. And Dr. Purdy, thank you for your time tonight. And friends, if you want more information, look her up on Instagram, at Dr. Laura Purdy, or you can look up Swell Medical. Swell has its own page on Instagram and also a website dedicated unto itself. And become one of Dr. Purdy's clients. She'll be glad to help take care of you. Dr. Laura Purdy, thank you so much.
Kevin, have a great day.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Hi, Kevin Cottrell, Coffee with Kevin. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It's our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state. Friday, May 24th at Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast with myself, Kevin McCullough, and Liz Black. Plus, worship led by the CCC Worshippers featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs. Local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together and inspire one another to press on. Pastors and ministry leaders, this event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. Please go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Want more AM570 The Mission? Go to AM570TheMission.com to listen live, tune into podcasts, sign up for events, learn about our advertisers, join the fan club, and more. That's AM570TheMission.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough on the Wellness Wednesday edition. Very much chuckling at myself here. I ran across this story in the break. This is being put out by... I'm not seeing where the study has come from, but a published study recently stated that women who have their last child after age 33, this is statistically verifiable, this is what they've studied by looking at it, Women who have had their last child after the age of 33 have doubled their chance of living till 95 or older. Another study, published contemporaneously with that one, showed women who gave birth after 40 four times more likely to live to 100. So if you have your last child after 33, you are more than twice the chance of living to 95. And if you give birth after 40 to your last child, you are likely to live, you're four times more likely to, you double your chance to make it to 100 years old. It's just so interesting to see that, because we tend to run in the opposite direction. And I don't know which is actually, you know, I don't really have criticism either way. I always thought if you married young, have your kids early so that you can enjoy a lot of adulthood after they're out. And you're still young enough to go and pursue and do things. This study would seem to say that that doesn't really matter all that much, although you're not as spry in your 90s and 100s as you are in your 40s and 50s. Now, what I would like to have known also is, in the study, how many children did they have prior to their last one? Because if you just have your last one after these ages, that seems to be how the study looked at it. But I'm curious, if it's your only child after that age, what's the chances? My guess is, these are likely to be women that have more than one child. And it just so happened that the last one came after those benchmarks. And if people knew that, I think maybe there would be a little less pressure about, you know, performance anxiety and all the rest. It's okay. Have your baby. And if you have them after 33, as a female, you're more than double the chance to live to 95, and if you have it after 40, you are four times more likely to make it all the way to 100. Pretty cool. All right, if you missed any of tonight's show, please go get the Radio Night Live podcast. It's available everywhere Kevin McCullough podcasts are available. Every podcast outlet that carries Kevin McCullough Radio gets Radio Night Live, and you can get it from any of them. Tune in, iHeart, go to the AM970 The Answer webpage. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thanks for being with us. Tomorrow we talk legal issues, and then we close out the week with a fun Friday and a little bit of a preview of the Yankees and Mets. Don't miss that one. We'll see you soon.